Before I go to the scriptures, and I just want to get you up to date on the building experience, the what's going on with that. It happened kind of abruptly in terms of even me finding out. The meeting was Thursday night, and it looks as if it's a done deal. Unanimously, they voted that we would be acquiring that building. So that's in motion right now. The administrator had sent me an email that I didn't get till like Saturday morning. He sent it out Thursday night after the meeting. But I found out by text from Pastor Vic, because the Lapeer County Press showed up here on Friday morning asking questions about the building. And reluctantly, Pastor Vic is kind of saying, well, we don't really know if we have the building yet. And the fellow from the county press said, yeah, you guys got the building. I was at the meeting last night, he said. And it was unanimous. You guys got the building. So, on the front cover of the Lapeer County Press this morning, we are in the paper about the acquisition of this building over here. So I figured I better keep you up to speed since our community is now starting to tell us what we're doing, okay? And for those of you who are maybe new here this morning, we have had the opportunity through the vote of our membership and everything to acquire an additional building. It's the Seton Elementary School over on Coldwater Road, just north of the Elba area, right up Elba Road. We've prayed about it. As leaders and board members, we've gone through a long process in terms of what do we do with this facility and with this church. And you look around, I mean, you see the growth that's been happening. And last week, we had one parking spot in this main area. There was some open in the back. We got people parking across at the vet clinic again. And we are running this fellowship on 4.5 acres right now. And so we have looked at things from 100 different perspectives over the years. And we feel like the Lord just opened up this opportunity for ministry for us to reach into another community. The intent is that we're going to multiply this and plant a church, a satellite church, or plant a church. And it's going to be just a little different than what you would normally do in a church plant. It's different than what we have been doing in the past with church revitalization. We sent people and associate to Columbiaville. We sent people and associate to Romeo. Well, in this case, it's going to be a duplication instead of trying to create a different DNA in those different locations. Those are very different churches in the way that they minister and the callings that they have. And this might happen too. This is kind of new for me because it's just a real act of faith that God has called us to. But it's extending ourselves into a farther reaching community than we have even right now. So I'm looking forward to it. I truly have spent a lot of time in prayer. That is the place that I'm going to go. There's all kinds of books that can be read about church planting and church revitalization and satellite churches. But I told the staff, I said, I'm not going to the books. I'm going to the Lord. I'm going to spend time in his presence, and I'm going to ask him to give us wisdom and discernment. I'm not saying that the books won't be helpful to us in terms of being able to manage some things. But I want to walk this out so that the enemy has no opportunity to disrupt what we already have going right here. The building over there is sitting on 32 acres. It's 29,000 square feet. It needs some work, TLC work. It's a little dated. It was built in 75, and so it has 70-ish colors in it. Our ladies will get right on that issue, I'm sure. Some kids had broken into it. They unloaded probably 8 or 9 fire extinguishers in the place. The school went in and tried their best to clean up the white powder or yellow powder that was everywhere. So you got just issues like that. But the building is very solid, very sound, very useful. We're going into this. We'll be able to pay cash for it. We'll be debt-free on the onset. The Lord has blessed us in so many ways in that respect. We are already setting aside some money and capital to invest in it in a future way. But what we've got to figure out is, what does this look like for all of us? Okay, each one of us, we got to figure out what our role and our responsibility is in the future. What's the time frame? I'm not sure. Right now, I'm going to say realistically, in terms of preparation of the building and some of the things that we might have to do to it, I'm going to set a tentative date of the early fall of 2013. Okay, that's tentative because there's a lot of things that have to happen, and you guys get what that looks like. The ultimate intent is that over a period of time, there will be an establishment of two totally separate pastoral staffs in both locations, worship teams, ministry teams in both locations. And the difference is I'm going to be pastoring and ministering at both of them. Okay, that's a little different. And the way we plan on accomplishing that, it would be like us making a decision to go to two services here. Okay? If we were to have an early service here and a later service here, I would be doing both of those services, which we've done in the past anyways. We've been there, done that. And that was one of the options that we had in front of us, is now moving to a place of two services because of where we're at in terms of growth. So now the Lord has given us another opportunity. It's going to multiple services, but it's going to multiple services in two separate locations, which I think is going to cause us to be even more effective in the communities that we're part of. So we need to start a process, and administration is not the first thing that needs to happen with us. Prayer is the first thing that happens with us. And so what I want to do is I want to call this church to a place of prayer and fasting. I will give you direction on that as the Lord maybe gives me ideas on what we can do as far as that goes. But up to this point, it's left to the individual. It's left to the individual family unit. I want you to really be sincere and start asking the Lord what He would have of you. Every one of you that have come into this church, and I've had opportunity to talk with you, I have told you, as you have come to this church, I will never give you a sales pitch. I will never try and convince you that Lapeer Assembly of God is where you need to be, because that's where it's going on. I will never do that to you. The Spirit of God is moving in many churches all over this community. I know many of the pastors, wonderful men and women out there that are serving the Lord. All of that is true. But my challenge to each one of you is, do you know where God has you for the benefits of His kingdom? That's what this is about. This is not about building something to me or my personality. This is not about me controlling two churches. No, this is about me being interdependent with you and watching how God can use us as we come together with the gifts and callings that the Lord has on each of our lives. What we've watched happen over the last many years is this multiplication of giftings and teaching. In many cases, we have more teachers than we have classes. At this point, we have five or six very capable worship leaders in this church. Now, we can either keep all the treasures just sealed up and keep it to ourselves, or we can learn how to multiply His kingdom in a lot of different facets. And what you will watch naturally happen is those giftings and talents will just be elevated in a multiplying way as we find ourselves ministering in two very different communities. So it's all kind of coming clear. I've spent time with our elders. I've spent time with our board members. I've spent time with our fellowship group leaders. And we're all in a place of prayer trying to figure out what this looks like. One of the things I can reassure you is I told every one of them, my heart is going to be on the pulse of this church. And if I feel like it's disruptive for a season, we'll slow down, we'll stop, whatever we have to do. That building doesn't necessarily have any high demands on us because it's already going to be paid for. Other than some utilities we might have to pay, we're not going to be controlled by the facility, okay? But having said that, I believe that the Lord is giving us this building for a reason. And so we need to take advantage of all the things that He's directing our hearts in. I feel a growing sense of excitement in the possibilities in many of your lives. It's the question is, how is the Lord going to involve you? So some of the things I'm going to share with you are preliminary. So I'm so careful about what I say because the last thing I want to do is create confusion at all. But there's going to be a lot of questions from this point on, and I want to make sure that we're not distracted. Okay? So if we have to pack in like sardines for the next 3, 4, 5 months, then we'll pack in like sardines, all right? We'll use the overflow upstairs, which we're doing. There's people upstairs right now watching what we're doing on video so that we can make room in the sanctuary. It's just the right thing to do. There's nobody that understands the agony of separation more than we've experienced. When we revitalized a church in Columbiaville or Romeo, we know what that tearing away feels like. But this is going to be so different. It's going to be so different because there's still going to be that participation and that interaction. Right now, for the sake of continuity, we're just looking at that as the Lapeer Assembly of God West Campus and Lapeer Assembly of God East Campus. And that's really what it's going to look like. And there'll be activities and things that we'll do together anyway. So we'll figure all that out. We'll figure out all the detail. And all the administration part of it, we'll just work through that. And I'll keep you informed as much as I can. But now we must pray. We've got to pray. We've got to ask the Lord, what do you want of me? Where do you want to use us, our family, our lives, our marriage, our gifts? And let's just kind of watch as the Lord just puts this whole thing together. It's not something that I can manage. It's not something I intend on managing. Unless we are led by the Spirit, we might as well close both buildings. But I believe that we're going to be. Amen? Could we just go to the Lord in prayer again before I go to the Word? And let's ask the Lord to just be in that perfect place in all of our ideas. And let me just put one last notation in before I pray. In the article in the Lapeer County Press, it implied that Dan Berger was the one that started this church here. That's not true. I did not start Lapeer Assembly of God. Okay, there was men and women who worked hard in a vision that was cast far before I came here. I only had the privilege of enjoying the benefits of their labor. Okay? And it also said that there was like 7 people in the church when we came. There was more than that. There, not much more than that, but there was probably in the neighborhood of 20 to 25 people. And then we did the same thing. We brought Sue and I and our family and some people from Imlay City were sent out to come to this church to multiply it. So I just want to make sure. It's important to me. I don't want anybody looking at this man and saying, okay, he's the one that built Lapeer Assembly of God. No, I just came in at God's calling and just came along for the ride. Let's pray.